Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3173, Make Your Everyday Place Your Happy Place by Jay and Heather Harrington of lifeandwhim.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. I have a flashback episode today since I'm not feeling my best. It's from 4 years ago, so one we probably both aren't familiar with. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Make Your Everyday Place Your Happy Place by Jay and Heather Harrington of lifeandwhim.com. For years, while living in urban and suburban environments, Heather and I would look for opportunities to escape to our happy place. When the stress became too much, the busyness crept in, and we just needed a moment to catch our breath, slow down, and spend time in nature, we'd head north. Most often, Traverse City, Michigan was our destination. We would spend a long weekend recharging, hiking the trails, and exploring sleeping bear dunes, eating fresh food, and breathing in the crisp air. After a few days, we would begin the trek home and spend much of the four-hour drive fantasizing about how nice it would be to spend all of our time in our happy place while lamenting how unrealistic the whole idea was. After all, we had a family to raise, businesses to run, and responsibilities to look after. Maybe after we retire, we'd conclude while exiting off the highway. But year after year, the allure of our happy place would keep pulling us back. And that nagging desire to make our intermittent escapes our everyday existence persisted. The obvious and irrefutable logic of the truth we were denying was inescapable. We only have one life to live, so why wait until retirement, an uncertain future outcome, to live how we want, where we want? The fisherman and the businessman. There's a story attributed to many different cultures about an American businessman on vacation who comes across a fisherman on the beach of a small coastal village who is lazily casting his line into the sea. The young, ambitious businessman, puzzled as to why the fisherman was quote-unquote wasting his time rather than grinding away to make a real living, chastises the fisherman to scale his operation, hire others to work for him, and buy a fleet of boats. The fisherman replied, "And then what?" Frustrated, the businessman said, "You can get rich, retire, and spend your days fishing on the beach and enjoying the sunset." The fisherman, with a bemused smile on his face, nodded at the businessman, who failed to grasp the irony of it all. The fisherman then turned his attention back to the sparkling sea. Like the fisherman who spends his days doing what he finds fun and fulfilling, our move was motivated by a desire to not put our dreams on layaway, to incorporate more of what we hoped to be doing into what we actually did. For us, that meant moving closer to the lakes, beaches, trails, and hills that would allow us to swim, paddle, bike, hike, and ski as much as we wanted. Making this transition required a lot of work. At times, we looked back at our decision with angst and doubt. Did we make a big mistake? We'd ask ourselves. Should we have been more responsible about our future? These types of questions are natural with any life transformation. We learned that bucking notions of conventional wisdom is hard because every step of the way involved grappling with societal norms that suggested that we were doing it wrong. Now on the other side, I can unequivocally say that we did the right thing for us. Sounds pretty stark, right? So what to do? Your happy place can be any place. Is there an unlived life inside of you? Is the voice in your head calling you to something more? Are you postponing happiness for an uncertain future? I shared our journey toward happiness not because it's the right journey for everyone, far from it. We found our happy place, which required a physical move, but a happy place can be any place. In almost every circumstance, it's possible to incorporate more joy into life through everyday intentional living. Indeed, fulfillment is much more about how one lives than where one lives. Finding your happy place begins with answering some tough questions. What do I want? What brings me joy? What am I putting off that I should be doing now? Then, what hard choices must I make to make it happen? Everyone is different. Everyone's circumstances are different. But we are all alike in the sense that our lives consist of a never-ending series of choices, and our happiness and fulfillment derive from the consequences of those choices. Not making a choice is a choice itself. It's easy to go through life on autopilot. Too often, people's lives consist of two contradictory stories, one playing out in their heads and another through their existence. The untold story is one of passion and adventure, the other a melancholy tale of suppressed desire. The point is, if you don't write your own story, someone else surely will. As Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, quote, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be," end quote. Yes, of course, it's important to plan for the future. It'd be irresponsible to throw caution to the wind and live only for the moment. But isn't it just as foolish to forego what you truly want now on the chance that it'll be waiting for you later? The average person lives 27,325 days. How many days do you have left? As the old saying goes, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is all there is. Find your happy place wherever that may be. Make choices that bring you closer to tapping your life's unfulfilled potential. Make it count. You just listened to the post titled, "Make Your Everyday Place Your Happy Place," by Jay and Heather Harrington of lifeandwhim.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And thank you to both Jay and Heather. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you definitely heard that story about the fishermen. And it's one of my favorites because we often get stuck in that way of thinking from an early age too. We're taught to accomplish, accomplish, accomplish. But sometimes there's no end goal or vision in sight at all. We're accomplishing just for the sake of it, and often not even enjoying the process. From the fisherman's eyes, it's the business person who's wasting their time because they're stressing out about scaling, operations, hiring, all that stuff, only to get back to square one of being able to relax. Personally, I enjoy the business building process. It's stressful often, and being an entrepreneur means a lot of uncertainty, but I like that risk and uncertainty more than most people I know. And I don't really have an end game of relaxation. To me, the building of the business is the fun part, but not for the fishermen, and maybe not for you. So what is your end game? What do you want in retirement? And can you be doing that right now? Just some things to think about today and this weekend. Hope you're having a great one, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.